Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, we're on the air with Totally Positive News, and this is Tom Averna. We're going to be talking today to Maria Earhart, animal activist from Northwest Washington, and she should be calling in at any moment now, so we're waiting on her call. But we'll be talking today about orcas and about... is Maria on the line with me?
Yes, I am.
Well, good. It's good to hear from you. We were just introducing you as the premier animal rights activist from Northwest Washington. You're well known among the whales, aren't you?
Yes, the whales know me very well. Unfortunately, the community doesn't know me too well.
But the whales are the important thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. Their survival is utmost.
Now, you had an interesting run-in with Granny, as I recall. Tell me that story.
Well, it was my mother's birthday, and we were at Lime Kiln, and we were waiting to see the whales all day. And, of course, it's a hit-and-miss thing. It's whether or not they want to swim by. And we could see them off in the distance, and they started heading north from where we were at Lime Kiln on Friday Harbor. And my mom started communicating because they had a new baby that was just born a couple of days before, who is now known as Eclipse. All of a sudden, it's the most wonderful thing you've ever seen. Here comes Granny heading back towards Lime Kiln, straight for the lighthouse, which is right where we were standing, with the baby in front, the mom, and then Granny, coming right at the shore just to kind of introduce the baby to us. And then they turned around and swam back north to their feeding ground. So it was an amazing experience. Yes. They are highly intuitive.
Tell me a little bit about your experience. How did you get interested in whales or in animal rights?
I've always loved animals, and back when I was growing up, of course, my first love was sharks, and then we moved to San Diego, and I love sharks. I must have a thing for apex predators, we moved to San Diego and gotten a pass to SeaWorld, and I know that's a dirty word now, and I do know, but... caused me to be the person I am, so it's okay. And I started hanging out at the Lover Whale show and started a relationship with the Lover Whales there. And I just fell in love. I mean, they are so smart, so intelligent, beautiful, beautiful creatures that you just can't help but love. And I used to hang out there every day at the Lover Whale Aquarium there, and at the Lover Whale show. And, even got to the point where I got to know the trainers, and the lead trainer was even letting me go back and hang out with the whales in their little holding pens, which really are little now that I think about it. And there was also a baby canoe who she came in, I believe she's from Norway, and her and I became best friends. I mean, literally best friends. When I would show up, they'd have her in the big pool, and her and I would race, around the pool. Of course, I was on the outside. I wasn't in the water, unfortunately. But, and I would, you won by a nose, and she would sit there and start dancing around. So they know. They're very intelligent, like I said, and it was a wonderful experience for a child. And so then my love became more for – I still love sharks. Don't get me wrong, they are amazing creatures, but the whales just stole my heart. They stole it free and clear, and I just started really loving them and really wanting to protect them and to be a voice for them, because it is sad what's going on. They liken it to being in a bathtub your whole life. You wouldn't want to be in a bathtub your whole life. It wouldn't be very fun for you. And it's the same for them.
I don't want to be in a bathtub for more than, once a year. So, I understand that.
But yeah, so it's sad. It's sad that what's going on with them. They deserve so much more. And there's so much to the story besides the ones held in captivity. Our local residents, although we have had an upswing in births in our local community up here, which they call them the local residents, JK and LPOD, they're not flourishing. They're very skinny. They're sick, and we have had some pass away, which is just horrible, and it's deplorable that we can be this ruthless and rude to other species on our planet, and it is our fault. We dump chemicals, noise, 4th of July, all the pyrotechnics that go off over the sound, all those chemicals dropping into the water, people throwing garbage when you're at the beach, you know, pick up your trash, because all that goes out into the water and then is fed, you know, eaten on by species in the water. And then, of course, the liver whales eat the fish, you know, and it's sad. Also, the salmon issue. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, and this may be the same thing you've been talking about, but just I'm curious, what do you see as the number one problem as far as animal rights in general are concerned?
Man. We're the number one issue.
Well, okay, all right. It's a fair answer, but what is man doing?
We're infringing on them in so many ways. We pull them out of their homes, away from their families, kidnap them, away from their families and their loved ones, put them in small pools, take away their feed supply, poison their food supply, poison their environment. We infringe in so many ways. When they are out swimming in the water, you know, we come up with our whale watching boats other and drive around and could hit one of them with a propeller. There is laws here in Washington State that if you come upon a pod, you are to turn off your motors, which is wonderful. But it doesn't always happen like out in the ocean. Ocean liners, those oil tankers dropping their crud. You know, it's horrible. The things we're doing to them and to our environment. There's an old Star Trek movie, Star Trek 5, I believe it is. No, I'm wrong. Star Trek 3, The Voyage Home. And, of course, that was not a lover whale. That was a different species of whale, gray whale. But we don't know the impact we take away. It's not our job. Mother Nature decides when it's time, not us. And we could be totally ruining our planet and destroying ourselves if we let rubber whales become extinct. Just in their intelligence alone, they can teach us so much.
How about what is your feeling about being a meat eater? Is that contributing to a problem with animals or not?
I feel it is. I have chosen to be vegetarian for a number of reasons. But as far as rubber whales go, eating their food source, you know, their salmon, and depleting their numbers, that's cruel. And then they'll start eating other things. They could start eating us. There is no reported true instance of a lover whale eating a human other than the one that had captivity brain in Florida. I'm talking about in the wild. We're the next food source. And also, just animals have souls. You can see it. I hang out with some sheep and goats and cows on a pretty regular basis, and you can just see their love. They each have their own personality, so that to me is a soul. And they're wonderful. And I am so glad now to be a vegetarian and just not be a part of that. The cruelty all across the board. Like I said, we are a cruel species, and we just take out any species that we don't want. And it's sad.
If you could change, besides getting rid of man, if you could change one thing about what we do or how we treat animals, just one thing, what would it be?
Watch animals in their natural environment, not in zoos or marine parks. I can understand maybe as far as rehabilitation and maybe inviting people to watch rehabilitation, like if an injured seal or something and they wanted to help that animal and then re-release it, reintroduce it back into its home, into its family, that would be fine. But just leave species alone. Let them live where they are supposed to live. So, yeah, marine parks, zoos, those sort of things.
Should go away.
Should go away, yes, very much.
Okay, good. Well, again, we've been talking with Maria Earnhardt from Washington State, Northwest United States, an animal activist, animal rights activist in that area. And Maria, any final thoughts that you want to share with our listening audience?
Love your fellow species, no matter what they are. All lives matter.
All right. Thanks, Maria. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay, so there we go. So, and it sounded like there was a delay between when I talked to you and when you heard me. Did that seem like that to you?
No, not on my end. On my end, it was like right away.
Okay.
So maybe
all right.
That was me just hesitating, maybe, but thinking of what to say.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So I apologize. But yeah, on my end, I heard you.
Yeah, okay.
Are you there?
Cool.
Okay.
Well, I'm here. Speaking of which, yeah. Are you outside or driving? Or?
No, I'm outside.
Where are you at? You're outside. Okay.
I'm standing out in the parking lot because that's the best reception, so I didn't want to lose the call.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, thank you, Maria. Well, I'm going to save this and then send it to my producer for the talk show or for the new show and see if he thinks this sounds better than what we did before just over Skype. So I'm hoping it does. I'd like to be able to do some things with you and with others and just commenting on news stories. So that's my goal. I love you.
All right. I love you too, bro.
Bye.
Bye.